Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to 2011 and Suspense Radio. We are back after a hiatus of a little over 2.5 weeks. We want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We are going to have a fabulous show to kick off 2011. I am your host, John Robb. Things are going to get bigger and better here for Suspense Radio and Suspense Magazine. And it all starts tonight because 60 minutes of Suspense Radio begins right now. Well, here we go, everybody, off and running again. Like I said, with 2011, it has been quite a ride, I would say, for 2010, and it sure did end with a bang. We've had a great year time with Suspense Radio, and we are going to have even a better time here in 2011. We had a little bit of setback with the magazine. Those nasty little computer viruses seemed to caught up to us, nailed one of our computers, knocked us back about a week for the February issue, but we are on track. We will have our February issue coming out, which is geared to romantic suspense thrillers. You might want to make sure that you check that out. We're waiting here on our first guest to come on tonight, actually our only guest, which is, you know, one of the leading writers in that genre, which is Allison Brennan. And she will be joining us tonight, and she will be talking about her latest series, which is going to be with her newest character called Lucy Kincaid. Her first book came out called Love Me to Death in December. Her next one, Love is Murder, comes out here January 24th with Kiss Me, Kill Me in February, and If I Should Be Down the Road in August. But Suspense Magazine with January is in the shelves. It has hit the stores. We did find some news out today, and in doing a little research, it doesn't surprise me that Borders is turning down magazine orders left and right. They're not taking anything new. They're starting to cut back on their magazine orders. And we just found out also that they're trying to have a new agreement with publishers getting your books into the stores. And one publisher said that the way it stands now, this agreement will not fly. That publisher was not mentioned. But it does sound like that Borders is making some waves here in the publishing industry. Not sure what that means. There was rumors that they were trying to do a buy for Barnes & Noble. Don't know if that's happened. Don't know if that's going to happen now, because Barnes & Noble announced that their holiday sales were way past expectations. E-book sales, in-store sales, internet sales, all sales. And maybe that has to do with the amount of great books that came out here at the end of 2010, because there definitely was a great influx of fabulous books. And we were talking to another author that was looking to get their book on ebook, wanted to know kind of how our publishing was doing and how the authors that we know and selling books. And it kind of makes me wonder that there's so many outlets right now for people to sell their books. And you don't need a publisher in order to do it. One of our guests that we had here on Suspense Radio was CJ West, one of those authors who is a master of being able to go kind of around the publishing system. He does it on his own. He does ebooks. David Morrell, one of the best-selling authors here of all time in our era, has now gone the ebook route and publishes his own books too. So with so many things to choose from, where are you going to turn? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go in order to find, you know, that next, you know, that next book and that next read that you're looking for? Well, you want to start here with Suspense Magazine, because if you're in suspense, mystery, thriller, horror genre, we're going to narrow it down for you in order so you can have a better idea of who you should pick up, and not necessarily who you should stay away from, because that's not what we're about, but we're definitely going to give you new authors. We're going to show you what the best-selling ones are doing, and we're going to try to have them here on Suspense Radio also, which, you know, the lineup that we had in 2010 is going to be very difficult to beat here in 2011. We were supposed to have a show on Tuesday. We had some major technical difficulties. Couldn't quite get that one off the ground. And so far right now, we're still waiting, like I said, for Allison Brennan. So 2011 might be starting shaky too. And that's definitely not how things are going to go. We are just going to, like I said, be bigger and better here in 2010. But when you're looking at the ebook trends and the trends that are happening out there in the publishing world, if you are an author or a writer that is looking right now to, you know, where you're going to publish yourself and what are you going to do, you definitely want to try to maybe check out the route of doing it yourself. And why not? Why not go out to these sites where you can sign up on Amazon and through the Kindle, which their sales are going through the roof, or EPUB on Barnes & Noble or Smashwords? The one thing that I would say before you want to do anything, everybody thinks their book is a bestseller. Everybody thinks their book should sell a million copies. The one thing that you probably haven't done is edit your book. Now, you can't self-edit yourself. You definitely want to make sure that someone else does it for you, preferably not a family member. Take a little money, spend a little time, have it professionally edited by somebody, because it's an investment in your future. That's the same thing that Steve Barry had said as far as with Thriller Fest and these writing conferences that you can go to. You're going to have to invest a little bit in your future. You just can't hope to write something, throw it out there, not spend any money, because I guarantee you, even if you get published by, you know, the major publishers in New York and in L.A. and around, you're going to have to do stuff on your own. So start looking at it now about how to build yourself a better website, figuring out how to work the social networking game, you know, where you're going to go, how you're going to sell it, what are you going to do. You know, there's a great author out there that's doing it. Name is Joshua Graham. You know, he'd love to ask, you know, and he'll answer your questions. You want to listen to the radio show that he has with Susan Wingate, Joshua Graham here on Blog Talk Radio, because they do a fabulous job with helping new authors, because they're both new. And, you know, we have another author called Star Rena, and she's doing a lot of work, and you can find her at queenwriter.com, and you can ask her questions, sign up for her newsletter, because she's one of those outside-the-box thinkers on, you know, how to get yourself going and marketing and sending your book out to each other. So there's a lot of avenues that you can definitely here explore. Now, while we're waiting a little bit here for Allison, I want to go ahead and let you know, she was one of our first authors that we had listed on suspensemagazine.com before we even had a magazine. You know, she came out back in 2005, and, you know, she had her romantic thrillers called the Predator Trilogy, and it all started with The Prey back in December of 2005. And when we launched our website, she was already, you know, well on her way because she had done some fabulous work. And she writes a lot of things here, you know, in trilogies with her Predator trilogy, No Evil trilogy, Prison Break, FBI. Now Lucy Kincaid, she's actually going to do four. And then she's doing a supernatural thriller series, which is called Seven Deadly Sins, which her third novel is waiting on. But, you know, that's why we look so good at focusing here on, you know, February for romantic suspense thrillers, because it's the aspect that's not necessarily, you know, everybody has, you know, the thrillers, whether it's the cops or the international espionage or the serial killer. You know, we already know, you know, what's going to happen with those types of things. But it's that other aspect, it's that other kind of subgenre that comes in to the writing, which is, you know, whether you want to have some comedic or you want to have romantic, those are probably the two biggest things. And if you're going to write comedic, you better make sure you do it well. Otherwise, you're just going to come off sounding corny. And if you want to do romantic, you want to make sure that you also do it well. Otherwise, you're just maybe going to sound off, you know, coming off like porn, which, you know, you really don't want to do either. That's a bad thing. But again, you want to make sure that you study kind of those subgenres to make sure that when you mark those down within your story that you do those correctly. You know, we did a blog talking about plot versus characters, and that's another thing. Think about your characters. Don't think about your plot quite as much. Your characters are going to dictate to you kind of how the plot's going to roll and how it's going to go. So don't sit there, put your plot on the paper, do your outline, and then try to fit characters to match what you think is a great story just because you want to think of the characters first and let them roll themselves. Because a lot of people remember, well, most everybody, you remember the character and not much the story. If I asked you, you know, tell me about Alex Cross's first adventure, you're going to have a blank. If I ask you, you know, tell me about another character of Jack Reacher and, you know, the first time, you know, his first adventure, again, you're going to have a blank. But you're knowing the characters because of how they evolve. So really make sure that you take the time to understand your characters and write them correctly. And always make sure that you have secondary characters that are very strong, that support the main character. And that's lessons that you will learn if you do end up going to Thriller Fest in New York and, you know, talking about those things. You know, I didn't quite have, you know, a lot of things prepared because I thought we were going to have Allison on. So I'm going to kind of shoot it here a little from the hip, which is, you know, I'm looking at, you know, which books have come out recently, and there's one that's going to come out here in January the 11th, which is called The Inner Circle by Brad Metzler. And Brad is an author that we had in our magazine as an interview, and his show Decoded is on the ID channel on Discovery. It's an interesting show, definitely if you like historical fiction. I don't know if it answers a lot of questions, but it does definitely give you a great sense of, you know, talking about, you know, historical fiction. And the first show that I saw was about the cornerstone of the White House. Didn't even know that, you know, the cornerstone of the White House was missing. But I would say that, you know, if you're into those types of things, the ID channel is one that I could probably watch 24 hours a day. It's ID on Discovery. It's a great station. It's probably one of the best news stations that I have seen. I think all their programming is fabulous. You know, they have some stuff on there that really scares you, especially if you're married, because, you know, I forget the name of the show, but it has to do with women and just mess up wives. And that's one that you want to try to make sure that you love your wife and you do everything you can for her, because if she turns on you and ends up killing you the way that these people do, it's not going to be a good thing. And it lets you know that strong female characters are coming to fruition, as since they are starting to talk about, you know, very strong, you know, female personalities in this show. And we're going to have an author, I mentioned her before, is Starina. We're going to have her on February 1st. And she writes a fabulous story about Ivanovich, which is a strong female character, and her next book, which is Deadly Decisions. And Allison Brennan is another one who's writing one here, Lucy Kincaid, a very strong female character. So don't necessarily, you know, throw out saying that, you know, female characters are not good, or female writers only write, you know, romance and this and that, because that's so not the case. We had Patricia Cornwell on, who's been writing Kay Scarpetta for quite a long time. I think she's up to book 18, and she talked about Port Mortuary. You know, just keeps on rolling and just keeps on going. Our Hawthorne Hall of Fame in February is going to include Mary Shelley, someone who wrote back in the 1800s, A Story of Frankenstein, which is still very, very active today. When you look at how maybe Dracula is one of the top stories that have continued to go on and been reworked and, you know, being, you know, cashed over so many times in different realms. Frankenstein is kind of the same way, but when you actually look at a story like Frankenstein, which is why we have Mary Shelley as our February, you know, author Hall of Fame author, is because Frankenstein is not just about ripping the limbs off of, you know, somebody. That Frankenstein was not the green character with the bolts coming out of his head. That's the big misnomer, is how these myths kind of turn in. Frankenstein was actually a very much a romantic thriller, because the doctor was named Frankenstein. It was the monster that was the green with the bolts, if that's what you want to say. But definitely a very romantic, you know, story way back when, that has now come together and has put, you know, those kinds of monsters, even Dracula and vampires, are very much a romantic thriller genre, just on the sheer fact that, you know, vampires, when you look at the Twilight series and when you look at what Anne Rice has done, you know, how beautiful and things that they are. So vampires, even though they'll rip your heart out and, you know, drink your blood and, you know, do all those fun things, you know, still very romanticizing stories wrapped up within the horror and the suspense of those stories. So I will have to say, you know, we are running here until about 20 minutes. Don't know if something happened to Allison, and you know, that's a shame. We will make sure that we get her back on. But, you know, this is still a great time for everybody to go and check out, you know, suspensemagazine.com. Check out exactly what we're doing. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, MySpace. I just got the tweet deck, so it goes out to every place. And, you know, we're in BarnesandNoble.com, or we're in Barnes & Noble. You can get subscriptions online. And, you know, we do a great job of making sure that not only do we have authors that are, you know, new, but ones that are also up and coming, and letting you have a choice of, you know, what to go ahead and get out there. So we have a lot of great links. We're going to change the site up a little bit. Our writing contest is over for 2010, and we do get a lot of people asking us about that. Yeah, you know, December 31st, 2010 really meant December 31st, 2010, since it goes on for a year, you know, 12 months to get that in. So anything that we get in 2011 is going to be considered for the 2011 contest. All stories, though, are considered for the magazine and possible, you know, put up on the website or in the magazine to be printed, and we do let those authors know. The winners will be announced in a little over a month, and, you know, we will not tell, we're not going to contact the people who did not win, so we're just going to announce the winners, because we did receive over thousands of submissions, and it was great that we were listed in Writer's Digest Best of 2011 100 best books and magazines for writers. And so we have we're probably going to be receiving more and more and more submissions coming up. We are going to maybe change a little bit of the structure on, you know, maybe a little pay for publish, maybe changing that a little bit. So, you know, we'll have all the information for you. You can always email us at editor@suspensemagazine.com. And basically what I'm going to do here is I'm turning this show, I think right now, into a review of 2010 and a preview of 2011, since, you know, we didn't get Allison on the show tonight, and it doesn't look like she's going to make it. So I was going to do this show a couple weeks ago, but things kind of got out of hand, couldn't really do it. So this is kind of the show that I'm going to do right now for like the, you know, probably 5 or 10 minutes. And, you know, just like I said, I just want to remind everybody that February 1st, we're going to have Star Rena on. And she's somebody that's at queenwriter.com, does a great thing for the magazine. She's been with us for such a long time. Her book is In the Name of Revenge, selling quite well in the UK, which no rhyme or reason, can't really understand why. But she is doing a lot of marketing, and I'm sure that that's helping. And her next book is going to be Deadly Decisions, which is going to come out on February 1st, which is, huh, what do you know? Why we're having her on the show February 1st. We are going to go ahead and, you know, everything will be updated on, you know, Blog Talk Radio, on who our guests are going to be. Listen to all of our old shows. Listen to our new shows. We're thinking about doing some things a little bit different here on, you know, maybe talking a little bit more about movies and things that are coming out, trying to, you know, expand a little bit of the genre. Probably won't be in the magazine. We're going to stick that with, you know, mainly books, but we do have some DVD reviews that do come in, mainly about older ones, books that turned into movies and things like that. But our best of 2010, the one thing that I'm doing is I want to think of a cool, you know, little phrase, because you have the Silver Dagger Awards, you have, you know, Ellery Queen's been around for such a long time. They do such a great job over there. Ellery Queen, Alfred Hitchcock. You know, you have those awards. You know, you got the Grammys and the Emmys. But I need to think of an award name for Suspense Magazine. And I don't want to call it the Suspense Awards or the Suspense Magazine Awards. I want something cool. So I'm driving in a car, and I'm going down, and I'm like, well, has this been used? Has this been used? And I don't know if this one has been used. And I'm trying to think of different things for, you know, suspense and mystery and thriller and, you know, what's used and what's in there. So I don't know if this fits or not. I'd like to get some emails and some feedback to tell me what you guys think, if you guys think that this is any good. But I'm thinking of maybe calling it the Golden Revolver Awards. Something a little bit different. So it's more like, you know, you receive a Golden Revolver Award, which means that it was from Suspense Magazine, and, you know, because I want to name it. I got to name it something. I want to be able to say, I got a Golden Revolver Award. Now, whether or not I'm actually going to give you a Golden Revolver, I don't know. But hopefully maybe some plaque I'd like to put out for, you know, like the best of the 2011 books to come out in December. Because in the best of 2010, you know, we just sent letters, and we let everybody know what's going on. They all blogged about it. As you know now, maybe Stephen James was listed with The Bishop as the best of 2010. Overall book, I think we're going to do it the same way in 2011, is we're going to list it all out by genres and have one major book as the top. And maybe that's the one that gets the Golden Revolver Award. The other ones may be honorable mention. Maybe we'll call it the Platinum Revolver. I don't know. And maybe I'm just quirky here, but. And maybe I've been talking here for 23 minutes and I need to get something to drink. But, and I do know that the Chinese food is smelling good. Thank you for Imperial Garden over here, because they're going to save my life tonight, because I'm starving and going to get some of that food. And I can understand, you know, why they're so good. Now, the other thing that we have going on is Suspense Publishing is going to take a little bit more different turn. And we're going to, you know, we're not going to really do what all the other you know, self-publishing companies do, because, you know, it is a self-publishing company, but we don't, we use more of our stuff as more of a marketing platform to help people succeed, because that's the number one downfall that we hear from authors is, don't know how to market my book, don't know how to sell it. You know, I know how to write it, don't know how to sell it. You know, what do? I think that once I got published, I thought that it was just going to be, you know, going out there and be golden. You know, we all know that's the case. Now, you know, that's not the case, especially if you've heard, you know, the interviews that we've had here on Suspense Radio, because you can definitely hear from all the authors that say, oh, you're so far. That's one of the biggest myths that, you know, they always dispel, is that you still have to do all this stuff on your own. Well, Suspense Publishing wants to try to take some of that away. Now, we do read every book that comes in, and we're not just going to publish everything. That's one thing. You know, we're going to be very selective with what we publish. Again, that's what comes back to make sure your stuff is edited. Don't just throw something together, throw it out there, and say it's the greatest book ever written in the history of the world, and then you're going to publish it, and you're going to spend thousands and thousands of dollars through some of these other self-publishing companies, and you're going to realize, wow, I have 500 books sitting in my house, and I have to give them out as Christmas presents because no one's buying them. Why? Well, maybe because it's not written that well. You know, we do help you out with all of those things because we want to make sure that you're successful, because our goal at Suspense Publishing is this. You know, maybe someday we turn ourselves more into a traditional publisher, but we only want to do your first book because we want you to be big and we want you to go and take yourself to bigger and better things. Use us as a stepping stone. People see, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, they say it took me that long to get published. You don't have to wait 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years to get published anymore. You know, a lot of it has to do with timing. You know, we've talked to Steve Barry in the past, and he credits a lot of his success to Dan Brown and what happened with Angels and Demons and Da Vinci Code, because then historical fiction was all the big rage, which is when he came out. So when you start looking back, you're going, oh, you know, maybe that's true. I didn't hear about a lot of historical fiction until that time. So everybody wanted to start reading historical fiction. And the Templars, 17,000 books on the Knights Templar. No one knew who the heck the Knights Templars were. Then you had, you know, Dan Brown coming out with Da Vinci Code talking about him, National Treasure coming out with Nicolas Cage in the movie talking about the Knights Templar. And everybody wanted to know who the Knights Templars were. Well, now you got 17,000 books to figure it out. So when you look at the waves, your book might be fabulous. It might not just be what a traditional publisher is looking for, especially in today's day and age. They look for fads. They look for trends. What's selling now? How many freaking vampire novels can you count on the shelves right now? Probably 1,000, especially in the teen adult. So now that there's a lot of international and a lot of international spies that are coming out, why? Well, because, you know, with the story of Iraq and the war and everything that went on, that started becoming big, you know. But government secrets and things have always been popular because it's government secrets and it's kind of a taboo thing. So just because your story, and it might be something that is different, and that's what we want to see. We want you to send those things to us. Send us a query letter. Let us see what it's about. You know, we're not going to pull back any punches. We're going to be honest with you. And if your book is, you know, and if it's a great story with great characters, you just need some help with the editing, we'll help, you know, we'll do that for you too. So, you know, you can send all that stuff in, go to the website and click on Suspense Publishing. All the information is there for you to look at. And like I said, it's a great stepping stone. Get yourself out there. No reason to wait. We'll ebook you and we'll have you out in no time to start reading. You'll go out to, you know, the UK, you'll be on Amazon, all the great places. You know, we have a great author, Scott Nicholson at hauntedcomputer.com. He does it. Right now, Scott Nicholson's book, Disintegration, is sitting at the number 26 bestseller on Amazon for mystery and thrillers, and it's updated hourly. And Scott writes for our magazine every month, and he talks specifically about indie writers and why traditional publishing, you know, might not be the best solution for you and why you should go out and do it yourself. CJ West is another one. You know, a lot of these authors will help and answer your questions. They'll try to give you some trade secrets. So ask them, you know, Ask Star Reno what she's doing. Ask Joshua Grandma what she's doing. If you want to have any information, you can always email us at editor@suspensemagazine.com. We will help you out. But look and see what's out there, because there is a lot of stuff and a lot of things and a lot of people that you've never even heard of. And when you look and you see who's the publisher, you probably still haven't heard of them. So 2010 was a great year for Suspense Magazine, and 2011 is going to be even better. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We're going to cut this here on the half-hour show. We're going to get Allison Brennan back. We're going to rename this our John Robb talking for a half-hour show about nothing and year in review. But, you know, again, check us out, suspensemagazine.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you have any questions, you can email us at editor@suspensemagazine.com. You want to check out queenwriter.com, hauntedcomputer.com. Go to 22wb.com and check out CJ West. All of these are great resources for you as a writer to succeed in your craft. If you need editing help or anything else, we're always here to help you. Keep writing, because it's the only way, you know, that we're going to be able to, you know, continue the trend here in 2011, because we want you to be one of our debut authors in, you know, in our magazine. So it's been great. It's been fun. We're going to see everybody back here on Tuesday night, because Suspense Radio is back in 2011. So until Tuesday night, our new time, though, is going to be at 7 o'clock Pacific time. But you can still listen to all the archive shows by going to blogtalkradio.com/suspensemagazine. And this is John Robb saying, good night, everyone. We will see you Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Suspense Radio Suspense Magazine Year in Review in 2011.